This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shouldn't there be a third, like, probable? Ooh, probable.
I think probable is a thing.
I would be much happier if they were probable.
Okay.
You think they're probable, but maybe they're calling them questionable just to keep the Pacers on the fence a little bit here?
Keep hearing it's like a true game time decision, which makes me wonder if it's a true game time decision, then that means that they'd have to be closer than not.
All right, Mac, our research analyst Mac is hopping in here. What do you got?
I was going to ask, if they're probable, wouldn't you rather just have him just say that they're going to play?
No, because I want that kernel of doubt. Right now, with questionable, I have many kernels of doubt.
In the gambling world, if you see probable, that's you're playing.
Okay. All right. Maybe gamesmanship is here in the questionable thing, but I just would like to feel... I don't feel a lot of agita about the rest of the series here. Not knowing whether you're going to play in Game 3 is giving me a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah, it's too impossible to know right now. And I think that's the part that I think a lot of fans are. But when you see questionable on the report, I think this is why so many people have a problem with what's going on with Darius Garland right now, is they keep seeing questionable on the report. And so we think to ourselves, well, if it's questionable and it's going to be a game time decision, that implies that they are doing things and they are capable of being out there and, you know, walking and being able to run and do basketball activities. And then it just kind of feels like you're not trying hard enough. I think that's where a lot of fans get mad.
So that is the latest on the Cavs' health going into Game 3 as we have another chill day here. We're just relaxing a little bit. Less vitriol today, unless, of course, you were upset by the NBA's last two-minute report of the last 2 minutes of the Cavs-Pacers game, where they said there were three incorrect no calls, two lane violations on Indiana, free throws that resulted in offensive rebounds, and an uncalled for defensive 3 seconds on Donovan Mitchell. This is not why they lost, guys. There were seven other things that led to this loss that the Cavs controlled that outweighs two bad non-violation calls, right?
Yeah. I'm really happy that people seem to be taking the two-minute report in stride. Like understanding that concept right there, that it's you can't blame the two-minute report. But it also is a dumb thing that the NBA does. Like, I get why the NBA should have a two-minute report. I don't know why they put it out there for all of us to see.
Isn't it for gambling? Isn't it for the purpose
of
trying to...
It's for transparency is the idea. And you could tie that to gambling if you wanted to. There's not a single gambler that's going to feel better about knowing the result and that they were actually right, but then their bet didn't cash. If anything, that's almost like a twist of the knife.
Can I tell you, I don't love that NBA rules folks or NBA statisticians can take a point away or add a point after a game's been decided. I don't love that. Like, they do
the
this in baseball.
Corrections. Yeah, they do a lot of stat corrections all the time.
Don't love that if we can't do referee corrections. How pissed would people in Indiana be like, we're going to take 2 points?
What happened if they take away 1 point and then it's a tie game? Do we have to then play the game
all?
You just start the game in overtime?
Nope. No, you restart it with how many moments there were on the clock when that foul occurred. Think about it. Okay. So one of the lane violations takes away the Neesmith dunk, right?
Yeah.
All right. Bam. Cavs win. If you really want to have the last 2 minutes...
Imagine it going the other direction. Imagine that you're winning the game, and then you're just waiting on the NBA to make sure that the stat corrections are all on the up and up.
You just assume that it is a... You just assume
it's chaos.
Yeah, it would be.
People would riot over this.
Yep. And I'm here for it.
And you're here for it.
In the name of truth and honesty, if the last two-minute report is going to mean something, the NBA should reverse the Game 2 result, restore a Cavs win... As ordained by the good Lord and the Chicago Pope, young Pope as we call him, and do the right thing.
I did notice that they've said he's a Bulls fan and he's a Cubs fan. They didn't say anything about the Bulls at all.
Yeah?
Yeah, so there's a chance. Maybe he's a Cavs fan. Who knows? We'll find that out, I guess.
Man, that'd be a great use of papal power right now.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Cavs win one. I've ordained it. My first act as young Pope.
Is that your CBS sitcom, Young Pope?
Yeah, I think it really is. I think it'd be. I think be. But you have to. 69 is not that young, right?
In Pope years, it's pretty young.
In Pope years, it's young. But in like we got to give like a 20-year-old.
That's a lifetime job being Pope.
Ah man, you give like a 20-year-old Pope.
It's like Supreme Court Justice. You're just signed up now.
Well, not entirely. We've had some popes just be like, "I'm out."
Yeah, it's not in the spirit of being Pope, though.
Yeah. Oh.
It's very frowned upon.
What about the Holy Spirit?
Easy there.
What does that drop in?
All right. Research analyst, get back to your lab.
A little too much Kairos that just happened there.
No, so this analysis is not why. Now, I actually think, like, I think what's funny is that usually if something like this comes out in most games, you will get a specific amount of fans that go, all right, I got to let the team off the hook a little bit. The only downside of people not flocking to it's the ref's fault, the only real downside is people are still full-blown raging at the Cavs for losing game two.
So that I think that's a great point because it does feel like – so game one, we gave the Cavs the benefit of the doubt, and we went with Atkinson, and people railed – not necessarily myself, but a lot of fans railed – you definitely did – railed at the refs, right?
Thank you for completing that sentence.
And we were always going to, but you went real – you went really hard at the refs, and okay, and you made it known that you weren't pleased. And I think a lot of fans went with that. I think a lot of fans went with that idea that game one was dictated by the officials. And I think game two, if you're going to try to spin that into being dictated by the officials, then there's not a basketball game we can watch where we're ever going to hold the Cavs responsible. And so I think that the fan base was right there in understanding this was not the game to go after the refs.
I'll actually give Ken credit for the way he said it. It's not that it's lopsided. It's not that it's one-sided. It's just inconsistent. And I do, like, I think we probably should have more grace.
I mean, Donovan went to the free throw line 21 times.
I mean, well, but I just think, like, I don't think people realize how hard it is to be an NFL official or an NBA official. These games are played at a different pace now, and the rule book is three times as thick as it was when the game was half the speed 30 years ago.
So the NFL at least has gone through and they've gotten a lot of officials from the college ranks and they've gotten a lot of officials. Like, they've done the process of it all.
And it just hasn't been any better, though.
Which is fine, but they've at least done better than what the NBA is. Where the NBA for years, you ever seen, there's an astonishingly large number of NBA refs that are from within like a 30-minute radius of each other because it's just they all hired. There was a time that the NBA just hired a bunch of refs and the refs' friends, essentially. There are people that ref in the NBA that did not ref in high school, that did not ref in college, that have no level of actual reffing ability or experience that the NBA's hired to be in the association.
Is one of them Tony Brothers? Because that guy stinks.
Tony Brothers is not a good. He's not a good NBA ref. There's a lot of bad NBA refs, though, and that's why, like, Mark Cuban for years spent so much energy in trying to exhaust out and to the public, letting them know that this process was flawed. It stinks, and that's why some of these games are really tough. And so you have moments like this. You do, and that's, I think it's why the 2-minute report is something that the NBA really wants to make sure they get out there. But all it does is highlight all the ways that they get it wrong.
What's funny about it is, though, we complain so much more about NFL officiating because the games are so much closer, so more often. Meaning, like, almost every NFL game is competitive. And because the NBA regular season, it just doesn't matter to the same degree. We've, like maybe once a week we'll get, like, a real challenging thing that happened in a game that might have impacted the outcome. But it doesn't really showcase itself until the playoffs. Like, that is another output of having just a crappy regular season for the NBA, that they almost get away with how bad the officiating is until the games matter the most. And then you have whatever reaction is this. I know last 2-minute report came out for the Knicks-Celtics game last night as well.
I haven't seen it yet.
Because I know that there was one or two questionable things late in that game. Like, here's the thing. I don't think the Cavs consistently get star calls across the 6 games they've played. It's also not why they rolled in Miami, and it's not why they've struggled here. And I think that's where we are. Like, I do have to remind myself every time I watch how just inconsistent, and I love that word for NBA officials, like, it should upset you. It should upset you that lane violations were obvious and not called, and that they reviewed them and then didn't get it
that's
right.
My problem is when you review it and you don't get it right. That's why I thought Atkinson with game one had the right call there when the left hand just tried to shove him right down. Like, I got what he was going for there.
But if the Cavs think this is about officiating, then they've already lost the series.
Yeah, you can't. You just can't go down to that well. And again, even like you said, like star calls right there. I mean, Donovan went to the free throw line 21 times in that game. Like Donovan got the benefit of way more star calls than most people will ever get in that game. Like he got them. The Cavs had a lot of opportunities at the charity stripe.
Andy, in a minivan, do you care about the 2-minute report?
No, I think it's stupid. I'm sitting here driving around my minivan, thinking about my dead dad. But honestly, this isn't a horse racing, right? I mean, you don't need this inquiry. We're going to sit here and wait for the end of every game, make sure there isn't an inquiry. You know, it just feels like a kick in the shit, really. Like, oh, your team probably should have won, right? So here's a 2-minute report and enjoy.
All right, now with that, Andy.
I don't see the point of it.
With that, if the NBA came out and said, well, those were two really costly mistakes, we're going to take away the Neesmith offensive rebound and putback, and we're going to award the Cavs a Game 2 victory, are you telling me you wouldn't take it?
No, I think that's silly. I would take it right now.
I would take it so quickly.
I would take it, but I still, you know, you got to think of the other end of that, right? I mean, what if you're the Pacers or
I'm not.
So I think Andy, I'm Nick Wilson. I think Nick started off with this being a joke, and now as we've talked more and more about it, it seems like he's serious, and I'm not sure.
You never know with me.
I never do. Well, I assume always a joke, and then we swerve into the serious.
To after the game to award a victory to something, I mean, like I said in the beginning, this isn't horse racing, right?
There's nothing worse, Andy, than cashing a bet, feeling like you cashed a bet, the inquiry pops up, and you don't have that. Nothing worse.
I'm going to get it right the first time I say. Andy, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thank
Congratulations to your Chicago Pope, by the way.
John. Thank you, Andy. Thank you.
#DDG. It's pretty weird if you don't understand the hashtag dead dad gang.
I'm just hearing that. Might be a little odd.
It is a bit. It's great. I'm just saying it is a bit.
The amount of congratulations I've gotten for the Chicago Pope is really funny to me, by the way. I'm accepting all of them.
By the way,
I'm accepting all of them.
I think Chicago Pope might already be a show.
We got NBC.
Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Hope.
Chicago, all of it.
Chicago Pope.
They're stealing your young Pope idea right beneath you. You just had to put Chicago in front of it.
I'm just happy.
Heard it and you're like, this is a sitcom. I know this is a sitcom somewhere. I just don't know
and
where.
It turns out it's a dramedy, right? Like it's a sad one. It's a drama because he's a Chicago Pope. It's a tough town to be a Pope in, but also there's a little bit of levity because he's a young Pope. You know what I mean?
Just a little bit.
#DDG. No, I'm not. I don't think they should rescind. But I'd take it if they rescinded the win for Indiana and just gave it back to you. Anyone telling you in this town they wouldn't take that is lying their ass off.
It would feel weird, would it not? Waited 24 hours and then it's like they reversed it, and then it's like a white smoke pops out, and they reverse it, and then all of a sudden we get the win. That's a little weird.
No, nope.
We do. No, you know what? I would be mad if we did 5 hours of analysis because the 2-minute report dropped as we were just leaving our show yesterday. If we did 5 hours of analysis to then have the game reversed.
Do 5 hours of different analysis.
No, that would be so bothersome.
I can pivot.
You know what it would be? It would turn into 5 hours after every game of like, well, I got to wait till the 2-minute report. We might have this one. I got reasons to complain.
And that'll be the new sample size. It's a small sample size. What's the right sample size? More. Yeah. Okay, but how much?
We got to let this play out.
Well, more than it is now. 216-474-0092. All right, so The 2-minute report is out from the NBA and Cavs Pacers. Two lane violations, including that directly led to points for Indiana. I really want to know honestly. Just be honest. We're just friends. The trust you with the nest. If the NBA came out and reversed the decision and gave the Cavs win, you're not turning your nose up at the win, right? Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.